This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How do you do? What's going on? We have a federation of listeners here that are eager to find out what in the world is going on in this fabulous universe in which we live. It is a fabulous. It really is. It's a fabulous universe. When people like Jennifer Horn, whose birthday is today, by the way, are here
Yay,
with us.
Yay, happy birthday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. So we've celebrated, what, 14, 15 birthdays together on the year?
15, since 2006.
2006, that's 14. You were just a mere child.
Although
then.
I started in March, so maybe we 13 to be accurate. Yes.
All right, okay. All right, well, it's not just another day. Yes, that's right. The Ides of March are marching in here. The day is not to be trivialized because it's Jennifer's birthday. I think she's old, 4 years old, right?
Hey.
If I remember correctly. I was wrong.
29.
I was
going to
say, I can't believe you're like 27. Wow.
Right. Just a year younger than you, right, Kara?
Yeah, I'm turning 28 this year. I'm older than you.
Wow. Oh, you're so old.
Yes, right.
I know. Oh, yeah. I never, it's really weird. I was thinking about it last night. So I was driving home, and it's, enjoy this, Kara. It seems annoying. Your 20s are always kind of annoying, but I know old people say this to you all the time. Enjoy it, because seriously, I don't know where the time went. In my mind, I just graduated from high school. Like, I have no idea where the last 25 years have gone. It's crazy. It's crazy how quickly time flies.
That's like, sometimes I feel the same way, too. It's like the Dorothy Parker saying, the days are long, but the years fly by.
That
and so
is
every
true.
Day, it's
every
a struggle.
Day
I look back and it's like,
I was looking at these girls in the nail salon because I got my nails done. I snuck away last night before I went home and got my nails done for my birthday. Yeah. And
You and Kara. What? Kara went to get her face done. So
oh, good girl. I should have actually focused on the face, not the fingers. But I did the manicure, and as I was sitting in the salon, I was listening to these girls talk, and I was like thinking about them. Like, these people are no longer my contemporaries. Like, I could be their mother. They're just very weird. It's just a weird thing when that sinks in.
So I got a note from Jeff that you were looking for a pickup truck for your birthday.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm teasing you. I'm thinking about what you would like to have for your birthday.
Doug has a pickup truck he's trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
I know you'll take it.
Put a pickup truck on your back.
Janky bow.
Yeah. Let's park it on the lawn. Why not? It matches the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
What do I want for my birthday? I want less anxiety. I want health and happiness for the people that I love.
Good for you and yourself.
Less worry, more fun. How about that?
That sounds like the target. What is it?
Aren't you going to Vegas? That can happen, right?
Yeah. I'm seeing Gwen Stefani.
No! I'm so jealous! Oh.
I know.
Wow, you've been holding out on us.
Well, it was a surprise. I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that cool?
That's amazing. Oh, that's so good.
So you're going tomorrow? Yeah, and then the show is from Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday is the show, yeah.
Your father finked out on the lunch we were supposed to have tomorrow.
He's not going to the show, but he may have finked out on the lunch.
All right. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, not her birthday. Kara Schillen, not her birthday. Doug Steffen, not my birthday. But the important thing is it's Jen's birthday. And there are a lot of other
things. And I got an acquittal for my birthday.
Oh, did you? Right. All right. So that's the end of that. Mitt Romney. You know, one of the things about this that really, I think, has become sort of obvious to me is that this is over, 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 and over. And I think everybody should just move on. The back and forth, you know, what you expect from Trump, et cetera, et cetera. The
Can I make a comment thing? About where we are politically, though? Because something irritated me yesterday.
Just one thing?
Many things. Okay, so when Mitt Romney comes out and makes his announcement that he is going to vote to prosecute the president, not acquit him, on one of the counts,
on one.
Abuse of power, right. Okay, so it's such a typical reaction. The right starts crucifying Mitt Romney and saying, he's a Democrat in on it the whole time, a mole, blah, blah, blah. And then the left, who called Mitt Romney in 2012 a racist and a sexist and said he doesn't understand how to talk to black people and he had a binder filled with women, are now holding him up like he's the second coming of Christ. It's gross. It's enough. And, you know, everybody was, like, asking for emotion yesterday. And, you know, the truth is, it didn't surprise me that Mitt Romney voted in this way for two reasons. Will you indulge me because it's my birthday? Because I think it's broadly about politics and where we are. First, Mitt Romney has disappointed me millions of times as a Republican. When he was running for president, he disappointed me. So this doesn't surprise me that he would disappoint me again. That being said, he kept talking about being impartial in his reasoning for this and how he swore an oath to be an impartial juror. And that got me thinking about any of us. And it got me thinking about my relationship with you, Victoria, my relationship with Brian, people that I do radio shows with, that I work with, that I respect a lot, that have different points of view than I do. When Brian read the transcript between Trump and Zelensky, he was already predisposed to say that the transcript, because it's always bothered me that two people who can read a transcript can read it so differently and not just actually agree on a set of facts. And so Brian's reading it from the perspective that he believes the president is capable of doing horrible things because he doesn't think that the president's a good person. And so he thinks that President Trump was talking about the 2020 election and looking at Hunter Biden. When I read it, and I swear to you, this is not like posturing at all. When I read it, I hear the president saying, hey, we have been through a lot. And he's looking backwards at the corruption that existed in 2016. And that's because I'm predisposed to believe that the president isn't a terrible person and that he is capable of doing good and the right thing. So when Mitt Romney was talking about being impartial, I think whether we're serving a jury or whether we're serving in the United States Senate, it is totally impossible for us to ever be impartial because we all come from somewhere and we all have a predisposed something to someone and we all have a thought about something that has happened in our lives. So that's number one. And
well, that happens on every jury, though.
And that's what I'm saying. When you go to, whether you're on jury duty
you're
or
a human being,
to the Supreme Court,
right? You walk in with your own biases and experiences and influences, and it's, it's tough to, that happens every time on every case.
I just think it's a lie when someone says, I was totally impartial. The other thing that kind of bothered me, and the thing with Mitt Romney is I'm not taking him apart as a person. I fundamentally disagree with what he did, and this is why. In this country, we are innocent until proven guilty, and what Mitt Romney said yesterday is that he wanted to call witnesses so that the president could prove his innocence. That is not how things work. The House managers needed to prove their case beyond a shadow of a doubt to Mitt Romney. They obviously did not. And that's why otherwise he wouldn't have been looking for the president to prove his innocence. So Mitt Romney, I think, was already politically predisposed, whether he means it or not, whether he realizes it in his brain or his heart or his gut. I don't know. But I think those are two really big things that we need to consider when we're at least either skewering him or putting a halo on his head.
Yeah.
Well, he also, his father crossed party lines and voted to remove Nixon, too. So maybe he was just keeping up a family tradition. I don't know.
Yeah. So the idea of not only the coverage, this becomes, it's just such nonsense. And CNN, all these predictable, the headline was not that Trump was acquitted, but that Romney voted against him. That was that's the CNN approach. Loud, screaming. So Mitt Romney is with Chris Wallace this Sunday. Is that right? What's the...
Yes, although they aired the interview in its entirety yesterday, which is what I was referring to make those two points, because I watched the whole thing.
Ah, okay. And then, of course, Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff and all the rest of them couldn't wait to get to a microphone and talk about what a horrible reality this is. The end of America is around the corner because of whatever it is that went on.
Hopefully we won't have to go, we as people, it doesn't matter where you are, but hopefully we won't have to go through this again.
I want to tell you
in
something.
In our lifetime.
as dumb as they are, the Democratic leadership, if Trump comes up with something else that's scurrilous, let's say he gets reelected or even something, they'll bring impeachment charges against him again. You wait and see. They'll try something because they're that dumb.
I don't know. I don't think so.
They've already said that they will. Yeah. They said the investigation is going to continue. Jerry Nadler said it yesterday.
Yeah. Dumb.
What can you investigate beyond an acquittal? We've already gone through it. What else is there? I mean, I'm sure
it's
there
are like
something
system.
Else.
It's not like the criminal system. They could do it again on the exact same thing. There's no double jeopardy.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that would be a very big mistake.
I would have thought.
Coming from a Democrat, that would be a very big mistake for every for millions.
The whole
of
thing's
penis.
Been a mistake. It's been
they're going to subpoena
mistake.
John Bolton. They're going to bring him in. Then they're going to try to bring in other witnesses. It's not going to end. It's the new normal, I think.
Such as it is. All right. So I wanted to spend a moment or two on the coronavirus, the ship that has been brought in. What did we say yesterday? 3,700 passengers, crew members. They're under a 14-day
quarantine. Can't even imagine how horrible that is. You're sick and you're ship. Stuck on a floating incubator, basically, at this point.
So
petri dish. Ugh.
It is. It's as gross as you can.
I mean, cruise ships are just gross enough, but, ugh.
That's it's like being
extra bad.
Yeah, there are a lot of circumstances, like being on a bus. You know, we didn't talk about the guy that got shot on the bus the other day. But buses are like airplanes. They don't clean them really anymore. When I was in the bus business back in the 70s and 80s, the expensive, really, the over-the-road cruisers, we would go through at least once a week and scrub them inside and out. They don't do that anymore. They just drive them in and sweep them out and, okay, load it up, let's go, next. And everything, all public transportation, trains, make any difference what you're in, they're filthy. Filthy, filthy. Mm-hmm. You can tell, look at the trains that are used for commuter rail in most big cities. They have a suburban train. Yeah,
that's what Lewis takes every day.
Boston
New Jersey
does. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you he could find unbelievable crap on those trains.
Oh,
they just don't.
They're gross.
It's filthy.
Whether you want
they
to find
gross.
It or not.
No,
yeah, yeah, right. They are filthy.
I don't even let him take his shoes off or keep his shoes on anymore in the apartment because it's just you're just tracking in so much grossness.
On. Yeah. All right. So anyway, there are 10 people on the ship that have been diagnosed with the virus. The more I look at this, the more it's similar to all kinds of other flus, except it's a little more. It grabs hold of. There's something in it that has more sustenance than does the regular flu. But it goes through its cycle, and people are out of it. But there are more and more people who are getting it. So it is much more of a viral virus than the regular flu.
There's a newborn baby that has it too now.
Yeah. Let's hope that the immune system, by the time you get to two or three, your immune system is in pretty good shape. But until then, you're depending on mother's milk and things like that. What's the normal age to which, I was thinking with my children, it was like 18 months that they got breastfed. Is that about right? Normal?
Some people do to 6 months, some people a year, some people 2 years. Some people really go crazy and go like till five, which is weird.
Woo! Would be. All right.
Opinion.
Valentine's Day. I remember Jennifer's birthday is close to Valentine's Day. And if you're looking for something really great, let me give you a suggestion from MyPillow. The most popular thing at the moment for the last couple of weeks has been the Giza sheets. And that's got to tell you something about what men are thinking. And I suppose there's a bit of selfishness if you're sleeping with your wife. Hopefully that's the case. You want nice sheets for yourself. But ladies love these, and so should men. I love a good... I'd change my sheets every day if I could find the way around to take the time to do it. So these Giza Dream sheets that come from MyPillow, made from cotton that's imported. It's the only thing that they have that's not made in America. The cotton that they use for these Giza sheets, better than anything we can grow here. But the sheets are actually manufactured here from that cotton. It is a fact. It's the best thing. It really is the best thing for your wife or the lady in your life for Valentine's Day. A pair of sheets, Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Best sheets you'll ever, and the best price ever. There are multiple colors. Normally $137.98, you can get them this week for $69.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com for this great Valentine's present for the lady in your life.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I like this sort of thing. It's a good wake-up music for some of you who are just getting up. This Thursday on the DJV program, Jen and Victoria and Kara and Doug and you with Bob Marley. For those of you who are fans, you probably already know that you would be celebrating his 75th birthday with him today, so he's got that going. Jennifer and Bob Marley, what an interesting combo, having birthdays today. 75 years old. So what about you doing a little Jamaican jung-jung? Jennifer, you like to do your...
I do a little Jamaican jung-jung, yes.
Jung-jung, yes.
Exactly. Not sure what that is, but okay.
His father, Norvo, was a white man originally from Sussex, England, married a young Afro-Jamaican woman named Cedilia. Is that her name? Father died when he was 10. Marley and his mother moved to Kingston, Jamaica when he was 12, and it was at that age that he learned to play the guitar, started playing reggae music in a band with some friends. I thought he was really responsible for the beginning of reggae, no?
No. Reggae's been around for a long time. He's just the most famous breakout star internationally, yeah.
He was raised as a Catholic, but while recording in 1962, he developed an interest in Rastafarian beliefs. This change was manifested not just spiritually, but in Bob's hairstyle. He began growing what would become his dreadlocks, pretty iconic at the time. His album, Rastaman Vibration, Rastaman, became his breakthrough work in the U.S. and the top 50 in the Billboard Soul charts in the 70s, about 76. This was also a turbulent time. A gunman seriously injured him, his wife Rita, and their manager that year. After a period of recovery, they decided to move to England, which would expose Marley to musical trends that would greatly influence his development moving along. He had the malignant melanoma in 1977. Continued to travel, continued to perform, continued to record. Last album he had was called Uprising. It came out in 1980, marking the start of a major European tour. After the tour ended, his final performance came in September of 1980. His health continued to deteriorate, and when he died, he was only 36. I thought he was older than that for some reason. But he had quite a bit of influence in his life.
I know, I was going to say, it's always kind of crazy when you hear about these artists and people still talk about, you know, the day the music died. And none of those people were very old, and yet we still talk about them.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, good thought. I have always enjoyed reggae music, actually.
I don't know how anyone with ears could not be happy listening to reggae.
It's just bobbing your head.
Yeah, you just it just puts you in such a good mellow mood.
Now, when I was still a disc jockey in the early 70s, this stuff was very popular. Or at least he was very popular.
Yeah.
And what he was doing. I don't know if there was too much else. I don't remember many other reggae influences, but he certainly made his imprint. No question about it. And his he had a lot in common with Willie Nelson, and they both liked to smoke a lot of weed. But that was it. All right, inspiration 26 after the hour. Here's some inspiration for those of you who are wondering about Mike Bloomberg and who's going to be signing on with him. You may or may not be surprised to know that John Mellencamp has decided that he would support Mike Bloomberg. He brings his small-town roots. New ad for Bloomberg's campaign. He says, quote, from small towns to big cities, Bloomberg has the experience to represent all Americans. He's a job creator, philanthropist, and true public servant. I'm confident that as president, he'll restore America to a place where we all can be proud of our country once again. I will say this about Bloomberg, and I haven't said this before. He has given away billions, not millions, but billions of his money. He's made a lot of money. Came from no, he has no, he didn't have any money in his background. And so he, as a matter of fact, Trump had a lot more money as a kid from a family than Bloomberg did. Interesting comparison.
Yeah.
I think Mellencamp and his association with Farm Aid, the Willie Nelson thing, I wouldn't be surprised if all those guys came up. Bloomberg is, even though he's not associated with small town America, he and his daughter have farms in various places around the East Coast. He's quite a horse lover.
A couple of animal sanctuaries, too.
He has, as a matter of fact, yep. Yeah. Remind me to tell you about the story, the song of song, the discussion my son and I had yesterday about that. So anyway, if you think that these endorsements mean anything and you like Mellencamp, well, there you go. That's something to at least think about to create awareness. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial of President Trump is over. He was acquitted on both articles. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
He was acquitted without facts. He was acquitted without a fair trial. And it means that his acquittal is virtually valueless.
Democrats are expected to bring up the impeachment through the elections, but GOP leader Mitch McConnell's hoping to turn the attention to legislation.
We're looking at infrastructure, we're looking at our parks bill, we're looking at land and water conservation. There are, even in the midst of the election, some things that I think we can do together.
The president is expected to make a statement about the impeachment around noon on Thursday. 92% of the precincts have now reported on Monday's caucus vote in Iowa. Pete Buttigieg is still slightly leading Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden are trailing. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're on top of it. Yes, we are. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our Thursday gathering with Jennifer Horn, gathered together with Victoria Keevan. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Lots of things to talk about. And what today is all about, other than Jennifer's birthday, and what could be more important than that? Happy birthday to her.
That's what I think.
Trending story still, Victoria, is, I suppose, the takeaways from the tight race between Pete Buttigieg. I'm never going to be able to pronounce
that.
He doesn't get to be president because is it Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Okay.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Okay.
Buttigieg.
And Bernie. So you want to give us the inside, outside, all around the town version of what this is?
We're still waiting for 100% of the results. However, we're now up to 97% of the Iowa precincts reporting, and Mayor Pete has stayed pretty much exactly where he was, 26.2. And now Bernie had a big gain. He's now up to 26.1%. Of the caucus. So it's interesting. Bernie said to his followers, you know, we're not celebrating a victory yet. He said, but we feel confident that we're going to pick up a lot of, as the votes come in and the tallies and everything get figured out. Bernie was pretty sure he was going to pick up some steam, and he did. Now, Senator Elizabeth Warren, pretty much exactly the same where she was from all the reporting, 18.2%. Joe Biden, pretty much exactly the same place, 15.8%. That's really low for him, and certainly was a big disappointment. And Senator Amy Klobuchar, with the new calculations, dropped just a little bit, but she still held in there at 12.2%. So those are the four front runners. And now New Hampshire, the debate is Friday night, and then New Hampshire votes, I think, next week, is it, Jen?
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. As we move forward, we'll see. It's very possible that Mayor Pete wins Iowa, Bernie wins New Hampshire, Joe Biden could win South Carolina. This could all be, every single time, this could be different. We really don't know how it's going to mm-hmm. shake out. And then there's also that X factor of Michael Bloomberg. You know, I know he started in a room speaking to only 45 people, but in Pennsylvania he had over 2,000. He's really picking up steam. And I actually was reading a poll yesterday of just swing voters, and the results kind of all were the same. They went on the Democratic side, but they stopped at Bernie. Bernie was too much for them, too far left. And apparently, Bloomberg is the sweet spot for a lot of swing voters. So it's just going to be a really interesting thing to see and watch as this all unfolds.
All right. So what's this ethics charge against Nancy Pelosi, and how is that? Does that have any bearing on anything, or is it just one angry Republican getting on his high horse and saying, I'm going to charge her with
retaliation, probably, right?
For ripping up the speech?
Well, the reason, it's not that she ripped up the speech, it's that that speech was supposed to... Yes, but that's not what the charge is. The thing is that she destroyed memorabilia, archival, stuff that should have gone into the archive. So the speech that Nancy Pelosi handed was not handed to her just on, like, some old copy paper. That was actually the copy that is held by the speaker traditionally, signed by the president, and goes into the National Archives. And so what they're saying...
Oh, I thought she ripped up a different copy than she had two copies.
No.
Well, they'll print it out again.
So the problem is that they feel it was a historical document, and so that's why they're going after her.
For my money, both of them were childish. Trump should have shaken her hand when he reached out to her. She put her hand out. That was childish. And her ripping up the speech was childish. Like, we're dealing with a bunch of kids in the kindergarten sandbox.
I think everybody gets to do what they're going to do. They make their decisions, and they have to deal with the consequences. What I think...
I don't think they make decisions. Gut kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I think the problem is that Nancy Pelosi is going to see that in video for the next year. And it's going to be spun, whether she meant it to or not, to reflect that she was kind of spitting on the people that were featured in Trump's in that speech. And it's more political gamesmanship. It probably would have been better for everybody if he would have done the handshake, and if she would have not torn up the speech. I mean, what she did was very disrespectful. I don't care if you like her or not. It was bad.
Both of them were disrespectful. They both were.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing. I wouldn't mind if she snubbed him with the handshake, or even afterwards if she went and just ripped him because she doesn't like him personally.
Let's face it. You don't like anything she does any more than Victoria likes.
No, but I'm talking about what's politically expeditious. The fact that was a speech mentioning American greatness doesn't look good on you.
But what I'm saying is she should use her words
instead of looking like a child.
Well, I think part of the problem is that's kind of digging into it a lot deeper than what it was. That was a retaliation against Trump not snubbing her, and had nothing to do with the Tuskegee Airmen or the military family that was reunited, or even Rush Limbaugh. And I think that's where we get into
this
stuff.
Maybe that's how you see it, but I don't see it that way. I see that
you think that that's what she was
America premeditating
to do?
Absolutely, and I think she planned to do it when she walked in there. But I think it had nothing to do with the handshake. I think this is something that she had in mind.
It's an interpretation. We all have interpretations. There are different interpretations of stuff.
We all do, but do you want to know why I think that?
Yeah,
because
ahead.
This is new. I think that because yesterday she went before her caucus and said that she finally feels vindicated. She feels free. She knew that he was going to lie, and she celebrated basically the fact that she did it. And so that's why I believe it was premeditated, because she basically went before her caucus saying, you know, here's why I did it, and they gave her a standing ovation.
Because it kind of says the opposite to me. I feel like the times that I'm like the most vindicated is when you do, like, someone does something crappy to you, and then you get your on them. Like, I don't know. I feel like that to me says that she just did it in the moment. She was so angry did it. And then afterwards she went and told everyone, like, yeah. I don't know.
Her face was so genuinely shocked, and that meme has been all over the internet. She was shocked when he snubbed her when she put her hand out. I don't think that was a premeditated tearing up of a speech.
I just think they're both stupid. When my 9-year-old nephew is more mature than both of them, that's not what I elected these people to office for.
No wonder we're in a hole. Good God! All right, the passing of Kirk Douglas needs to be noted. The age of 103. Father Michael Douglas, his health, the fact this guy lived to be 103, he had a stroke 20 years ago. And he's been in a couple of movies, TV shows, and that sort of thing. He's worked out, kept himself in shape. His mental, even though he had the stroke, mental abilities were really, really, till the end, he was strong. Michael said, quote, "It's tremendously sad that my brothers and I announced that Kirk Douglas left us today at the age of 103. To the world, he was a legend, an actor from the golden age of movies who lived well into his golden years, a humanitarian whose commitment to justice and the causes he believed in set a standard to all of us." And he continued, "But to me and my brothers Joel and Peter, he was simply dad to Catherine, a wonderful father-in-law, to his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, their loving grandfather, and to his wife Anne, a wonderful husband. He had been in some Broadway productions. Starting in the 40s, he enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1941 for the Second World War. He came back and went back into the theater, and then he became a famous movie star. 1960 was Spartacus. That was when he really got going. He was nominated for Best Actor in 59 for his role in the movie The Champion. He also earned 2 Oscar nominations as a producer for The Bad and the Beautiful in 53 and Lust for Life in 57. He and John Wayne, who were completely politically the opposite, became great friends. They were in 3 movies together. The silliest one was War Wagon. But it's just, they were, it just shows, to go back to what we were talking about, it shows that we live in such different times today. When guys like that who were so, John Wayne was so out there, when it came to sort of, at the time, conservative causes being identified with him, as Kirk Douglas was identified with causes on the left. And yet the two of them maintained a strong friendship and relationship. And Kirk Douglas was, I remember some of the video even back from John Wayne's death. He died in 1977 or 1978. Kirk Douglas was visibly moved by it. He'd been with Arnold Schwarzenegger in a couple of movies. He was in with Farrah Fawcett in a movie called Saturn III. Got the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 81 with Jimmy Carter. And he was honored in France with the Chevalier Legion of Honor. Maurice Chevalier. Chevalier, I think is how it was pronounced. I'm remembering from when I was a kid. He was a famous French actor and had a big stake in a big influence, actually, in all of Europe with his acting. And he got an honorary Oscar in 1995 after he had the stroke. So that's a hard pill to swallow, actually, for those of us who are my age, who remember, maybe most of you don't even know, Jennifer, you might, but Victoria, you've probably never seen a movie that he's been in.
No, I haven't. I know who he is, obviously, but I've never seen him in anything.
Yeah. Watch Spartacus. Anybody who looks for any kind of quality video, go back and dig out Spartacus and watch it. Pretty amazing stuff. So, that's that story. Today is National Frozen Yogurt Day. Yogurt first invented 4,000 years ago in the Middle East. It slowly made its way across the world over the centuries. It wasn't until the 70s, though. There was somebody got pretty smart and decided to freeze yogurt and then start marketing it as a healthier alternative to ice cream. A lot of people like it today because if it's sweet, then it's got a lot of sugar in it. If it's sour, then it's natural and it's good for you. That's pretty much the way it goes. So how many of all of us? I have yogurt every day, and I enjoy. I found something out here that I've never tasted before—a new kind of yogurt that's really yummy. I don't know. I mean, normally I would buy Danone or one of those. The stuff that tastes terrible is really good for you. It's like eating sour cream. Anyway, the ladies here, Jennifer, are you a yogurt person?
I love yogurt. I like I like regular yogurt, Greek yogurt, frozen yogurt. Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about it, Victoria? What do you like when it comes to yogurt?
Not really. Well, I don't dislike yogurt. Frozen yogurt's fine, but to me, it's normally very, very sweet. I'd rather just have real ice cream.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Yep. Kara?
Sure. If I'm hungry, I will eat all of the above.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it fill you up, though? Does it, do you feel
yeah,
cold?
I mean, I typically make, not frozen yogurt, but I typically bring yogurt for breakfast every morning. It's like whole milk Greek yogurt with blueberries and honey and stuff on it. So, and it's very filling.
Gives it some taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good to mix it up like that. It gives some taste to it, and it's good for you that way. Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. Repeat that for everybody listening. What do you mix and match together? You have a little, like, blueberries and...
Yeah, it's whole milk Greek yogurt, which is good because it has, like, 16 grams of protein. And then it's got a little bit of honey because otherwise it tastes sour and not that great. Yeah. And then just some blueberries or raspberries or strawberries.
Yeah, there you go. Today, in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, it's a big day. It's local girls... It's not Girl Scout Cookie Day, but it's Kindness Day. I think this is spreading around. That's the reason I brought it up, because I thought kindness would be actually with all this hoopla that's going on. And then I tell you, Girl Scouts are getting pretty smart. I don't know whether this was started by the troop leader there, but they are getting themselves sort of involved in local government because they want the mayor and the state reps don't get along. The mayor and the city council don't get along, and people are torn. And same as the national story, same thing. So the troops wondered why there couldn't be a day devoted to kindness, and that gave them the idea. And so apparently other Girl Scout groups are, this has become almost a national story, because the Girl Scouts wanted to have a Kindness Day, and there are a lot of other troops around the country that seem to want to do the same thing to try to calm down the rhetoric, if you know what I mean. So good for them. Neat. Good idea. Speaking of good ideas, Jennifer, who's produced something that's good for television? What's tonight, Thursday?
Tonight's kind of a fun night. Brooklyn Nine-Nine has their season premiere on NBC. They're coming back to the lineup. That's at 8:00 on NBC. Season number 7 kicks off, if you can believe it. Uh-huh. Also tonight, a series premiere on NBC. This one I'm looking forward to. It stars the Nanny's Friend Drescher and Wings Steven Weber. They play broke baby boomers sitcom. It does look really cute. Yeah. Called Indebted. That's on NBC at 9:30 tonight. So you can check those two out.
You know what has overtaken some of the blogs? Fran Drescher in that show tonight was interviewed. Somebody asked her about Trump being on the show with her back in 1996 or something.
He was on The Nanny?
Yeah.
That must have been it, right? He must have had a guest spot on The Nanny.
Right. And he asked for her to change a line, and she wouldn't. So that's the headline. Can you imagine?
She's a hero. She's a hero.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Also tonight on ABC Station 19, Grey's Anatomy and A Million Little Things are all new tonight. And CBS also new with Sheldon and the Unicorn and A Mom, Carol's Last Act, and Tommy, which is a new show for them.
All right. Calitrin wants you to lose weight the safe way. Now that we get through Valentine's Day, let's really concentrate on you losing weight. And the discounts are bigger than ever now as we go through the various seasons. Valentine's special, $20 off every bottle at Calitrin.com. So you know the story about how healthy it is. You know that I've tried it and like it. Once you get on it, you also know if you stick with it, you'll have a success rate by losing the weight and keeping it off. That's what you want to do. So go to Calitrin.com. Use the discount code DJV and get $20 off every bottle right now at Calitrin.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria every day does some research into things that will affect you technologically speaking. And so we get started with an app that will help you avoid getting stuck with subscriptions. Everybody listen up to this one because I'm sure you have a lot of things you don't want. So this is how to get rid of them. Yeah.
In the world that we live in with, you know, Disney Plus and Netflix and Hulu and whatever, and YouTube TV and whatever else you subscribe to, HBO Now, I mean, Showtime, everybody's got an individual streaming app. And everyone usually tries to sign up for a free trial, which lasts about 7 days. Most people will attempt to remember, oh, I'll remember to cancel it before it kicks in and I have to start paying for the full price every month. Most people think that that's what's going to happen, but they're wrong. And then they find out that they've got a bill every month for $50 or whatever. And so if that has happened to you, there is a new app that is really helping people get around this system. It's called Free Trial Surfing, and it already has over 10,000 signups here in the States, and it's building around the, over in the UK as well. Concept is really simple. You sign on to the app, you tell it what you want to do a free trial of, Netflix, Hulu, etc., and they give you a dummy credit card number and personal details with a legitimate bank, and then you sign up with the free trial, you input the phony details to the subscription service. When the trial runs out and the business wants to start charging your account, it can't because it's a dummy credit card. It's a really genius hack. Eventually, this will get, I'm sure, busted. But for now, it really is legal, and you can use it. And so if right now, if you're thinking of cutting the cord with cable, or even just adding on, you know, Disney Plus for Mandalorian or whatever you want to add on to, and you don't really want to commit to it, this is definitely the way to go. This is is an iPhone app. It's the brainchild of an entrepreneur named Joshua Browder. He's a 22-year-old Stanford student. He's actually from London, but he goes to college at Stanford. And he develops apps in his spare time. The first one he developed has also helped a lot of people. It's called the Do Not Pay app. It's a robot legal service that helps helps users fight parking tickets and bank charges. And something like millions of dollars have been returned to people by using this app. It's really kind of incredible. This guy's definitely on his way to creating more and more great
things. Banks are getting
things.
Pretty good at screwing people over with their charges. Yep. If you don't question them with the charges, I've got two accounts this month that are bogus.
And so that app actually will do it all for you, the robot legal service. And so part of that app, the Do Not Pay app, is free trial surfing is now part of the Do Not Pay app. So you'll have to download that app. It's free. And then within that, you can find the free trial surfing app. And if you want to try out a bunch of different subscriptions, you won't have to worry about getting charged, which is kind of amazing. His Do Not Pay app has already overturned 30,000 parking tickets and has saved motorists almost...
Most of those are bogus.
$2.5 million in fines,
yep. There's a new solar telescope just released a more detailed picture of the sun than we have ever seen.
The Geek Out. Last week, we got a cool new picture from space, and it was a little different. It comes from the new Ioni Solar Telescope, and the image looks like glowing corn kernels in some sort of low boil state, but the reality is it's a close-up of the surface of the sun. This amazing amount of detail is new for us, and we're told that each of these kernel-looking things is actually the plasma that makes up the sun, and each one is actually about the size of Texas. Now, much of what the science is trying to understand are solar flares that eject from here, and the reality that eventually, one of these will have massive implications for our very digital existence here on Earth. If you want to see the new close-up of the sun, we've posted the picture and links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, next up, a new app for food delivery. This is pretty interesting because they've done a lot of things that they shouldn't have done, it would appear.
Yeah, it's more than one app. It's a lot of apps that are in trouble here. So there are a series of public complaints and lawsuits in recent months. Food delivery service apps like Postmates and Seamless and Grubhub and DoorDash, they've been offering food from restaurants without their permission. And so what happens is the delivery apps pull up restaurant menus listed online, and then they let customers go onto their app, make a selection, and then they expect to have food delivered. However, the problem is, in many cases, people order the food, they wait a long time, they call the restaurant to say, hey, I ordered from Seamless or whatever, where's my order? And then they find out that their order never existed with the restaurant. Because a lot of these restaurants don't even allow for delivery or takeout of their food. And so in certain cases, restaurants are now suing these apps, saying you are participating, you're making us participate, and you're offering up our services and our menu, but you don't have our permission. So just be very, very careful. Always go and check out online first to see if a restaurant even does takeout or delivery.
All right. Good advice. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 app.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.